England was that Khan from the album Space Shanty from 1972. That was indeed Mixed Up Man of the Mountains by Khan. Indeed. Is this echo chamber? Too distorted. Apparently. Indeed, weird to hear that track on the Turkish radio in some far out district. That was Khan. And now, a French band called Zoo. This is a track called Mammoth.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bozart kind of
Bozart kind of
seems like the last groove is endless. Anyways, Think was that from Germany, from our Variety, again re-released on the excellent Amber Soundroom label. Indeed, as mentioned before, too bad they don't exist anymore. And it was released a few years ago on the Amber Soundroom label, from originally from Germany, 1973. Was that a track called Drops from a German group called Think. Okay, let's play some more crowd stuff here on your radio. Psychedelicatessen. Here on 88.3 FM. And some more crowd stuff, as mentioned before, as promised. On that other crowdedelic German album on the Bacillus Records. Is this Midnight Circus with a track called Meditation.
Thank you.
Yes, and that was indeed from the German Bacillus Records, a group called Midnight Circus. Was a track called Meditation. And now, on the Harvest label, The Nth Symphony from their debut album, An Asylum for the Musically Insane. A track called Terror in My Soul. The Nth Symphony.
Crying in the wind, oh.
Symphony. What was that? From their debut album from England from 1969 on the Harvest label. What was that? Terror in My Soul. And that was from their album An Asylum for the Musically Insane. And now also from England, from 1973, from their second and better album on the Bradley's label, by Hunter Musquette. Not as rare as their first one on Deam, but or Decca, whatever. This is Hunter Musquette on the Bradley's label with John Blair.
drums slow boys do. My life is hung, my dance it is done. Play the drums slow boys do.
The sun had slipped below the horizon.
Drums Cats. Was it from their second and better album on the British label from 1973 from England? Was that John Blair? And I think it's better than their debut album on the DRAM label. This is their second one from 1973, just called Hunter Muscat. And I guess that Bradley's a pretty rare label, as the number is 1003. Is it private? I don't know. Must be a small company. Let's play some more private stuff from the UK. And it's on a very rare compilation album called Samantha. My best record friend found it somewhere over the rainbow for €5. Back in the old days, but he swapped it away. Pity, because it's got such excellent tracks on it. Samantha, let's play three songs from it to begin with. Juggernauts, with a track called A Taste of.
Thousands of burning ends of cigarettes hanging in the sky. Cirrus clouds and flakes of burning snow. Ice. small sacrifice.
Yes, indeed. From England was that indeed Juggernauts with a track called A Taste of Hell. And now let's play another one from that Samantha Records compilation album. Samantha, from the album, is this Weird Stoat with a track called Rising
Heartbeats.
The river star, a child is born, a the trickle of life, not knowing scorn. Through rocks and crevices, finding its way, stumbling tumbling blind to the day. The river flows, the child grows, the mother sung. She always knows. Cries and heartbreaks, starts and starts, evil people breaking hearts. Stars. The child is born, a trickle of life, not knowing scorn. The river flows. Child grows, the mother song, she always knows.
Yes, that was indeed. From the Samantha label was that Weird Stout with Rising Heartbreaks. And yeah, it's a pretty interesting compilation album from England, privately released back then on the Samantha label. Yeah, let's